From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Data released by the Catskill School District March 30th indicated that 40 staff members do not want to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The majority of the staff has been vaccinated or are awaiting inoculation, with 195 members fully vaccinated, 20 awaiting their second dose, and 81 who want to get the shot. Superintendent Ronnell Cook said, and I quote, "I am pleased with the district's staff vaccination rate. Our staff is committed to providing students with a high-quality education in a safe and secure learning environment. This is evident by the percentage of staff who either took the vaccine or are in the process of receiving it," end quote. In a post to the Catskill Central School District Facebook page, Aaron Claus wrote, and I quote, "Hope you plan on continuing virtual learning program. My child will not attend a hybrid or full attendance educational program where over 10% of the staff," in quotes, "don't want to be vaccinated," end quote. Cook hopes all students will be able to return to in-person instruction in the fall. Cook said, and I quote, "Our goal is to return all students safely back to school in person in September," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Nevertheless, we realize that some parents may feel uneasy with sending their child back to school in September. A remote option will be available. The district is developing specific criteria for students to qualify for remote instruction," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CIRU, a national good government organization, April 1st, filed an ethics complaint over Governor Andrew Cuomo's promotion of his pandemic leadership book last year, citing the decision to use his reelection campaign resources to do so. The complaint filed with the State Board of Elections notes Cuomo's reelection committee promoting the book through his email list when the book was first released last October. The group stated in the complaint, and I quote, "Cuomo for New York, Governor Cuomo's authorized committee, repeatedly promoted sales of the book on social media and in emails sent to supporters. Expenditures for those book promotions appear to have been made exclusively for the personal benefit of Governor Cuomo. Accordingly, an investigation of Cuomo for New York's conversion of campaign funds for personal use is in order," end quote. The New York Times reported late March 30th that Cuomo's deal with Crown Publishing to publish An American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, may have been worth more than $4 million. The governor has not publicly revealed the true size of the book deal and has pledged to donate a portion of the proceeds to an as-yet-unidentified COVID-related charity. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. New details are emerging about the fire that destroyed the Doris Duke Theater at Jacob's Pillow in November 2020, as two reports obtained by the Eagle are now available following a public records request. On October 31st, a local security firm monitoring the sprinkler and fire alarm system called to alert an employee at the Beckett, Massachusetts Dance Center that the Doris Duke Theater had not self-tested or received signals the day before. The employee told Lee Auto and Security to, and I quote, "ignore the fault," end quote, essentially severing a key communications network between the two locations. Less than 3 weeks later, a blaze destroyed the performance venue. The loss of communication with the alarm company slowed the response to the fire, as did the failure of a water pump that prevented the sprinklers from operating. Firefighters learned when they arrived the main water pump did not work, even though the system appeared to have been functional. A report by Massachusetts State Police Trooper Daniel Quigley said the sprinkler system had been serviced, tested and inspected in mid-July. However, data from the pump system's digital recorder showed the activation of a jockey pump when a sprinkler head triggered it at 5:02 a.m. on the morning of the fire. It worked for 32 minutes, but it was the subsequent failure of the main pump that hindered the entire system. Both the alarm problem and the water pump failure enabled the blaze to burn intensely in the key early moments, leading to the structure's destruction. In February, State Fire Marshal Peter J. Ostrowski ruled the cause of the blaze, and I quote, undetermined, end quote, and said the source of ignition either were electronic equipment inside a door or, and I quote, smoking materials, end quote. The investigators were unable to pinpoint the origin of the fire with any certainty. The Pillow plans to further reinforce its fire safety systems and rebuild the theater. The organization recently announced it would hold its dance festival outdoors this summer. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.